privilege and an honor to be here with you.
能够再次来到弟兄姐妹当中，实在非常荣幸。
I'm grateful for the opportunity to both worship with you and to bring the Word of God to you.
也为着能够跟弟兄姐妹一起敬拜并且分享神的话而特别的感恩。
I do trust that the Lord will use His Word among you for His glory and for your good.
我深信神会借着他的话来彰显他的荣耀，也能够让我们得到益处。
I would like to read a brief portion of Colossians chapter 3 and then pray once again before we come to His Word.
我们先来读哥罗西书第三章的一部分，然后我们一起有一些祷告。
Verses 1 through 4.
第一节到第四节。
Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右面。
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we give you thanks.For the gift of your Holy Son who died for sinners.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你把你的爱子为我们罪的缘，你让他为我们的罪而死。
We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins and for the gift of the Holy Spirit and for the gift of your word.
谢谢你赦免我们罪，谢谢你把圣灵和把你的话赐给我们。
We pray that your Spirit would help in the preaching and the hearing of your word.
愿你的圣灵帮助讲的，也帮助听的。
That He would transform our lives, that we would be more holy.
使圣灵可以改变我们的生命，使我们更加的圣洁。
That He would work among us, that we would be more pleasing to You.
圣灵可以在我们里面做工，使我们可以更讨神的喜悦。
Having done so much for us in Christ,
在基督里你所成就这一切。
Help us out of love to Christ.
让我们可以爱，更爱基督。
To serve you faithfully.
可以忠心地服侍你。
So bless the time in your word.
祝福你自己的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。Amen.
The Word of God really is a very wonderful book.
圣经是一本非常奇妙的书。
And God has been very gracious to preserve it for us.So that we can have it to guide our way.
实在是神的恩典，他保留了这些话，让我们今天这些话可以今天来引导我们。
And there are many topics that are addressed in God's Word.
神的话里面谈到了很多题目。
Many which tell us of the person and work of Jesus Christ.
很多讲到耶稣基督的人和他的工作。
Much that teaches us of the greatness and glory of God.
讲到神的荣耀，神的伟大。
There are also many practical aspects to God's teaching.
神的教导里面也有很多实际的方面。
And I would like to look at one of those areas that He addresses in His Word.
今天我们要看其中的一个方面。
We'll see how far I get in my message this morning.
看看我可以讲多少。
I'm trying to squeeze three messages into one.
我试图将三个信息今天一次讲出来。
And that never works too well for me.
但是呢，一直都效果不佳。
The area that I wish to address is the area of marriage.
今天我要讲的题目是婚姻。
When we think of weddings and we think of it's a time of giving lots of good advice.
我们讲到婚礼的时候，我们就知道这是很多人会给我们很多很多忠告。
And there are many books and series that are available to us to talk about marriage.
有很多的书，很多的书籍，很多的系列帮助我们都是讲到婚姻的。
And yet, it's not just the young and the newly married who need instruction about marriage.
不单单是年轻刚结婚的需要婚姻方面的教导。
It is a topic which God felt was very important.
但是呢，在这对神来讲，其实是一个很重要的题目。
For we see from the book of Genesis in the very beginning, God established marriage.
当我们看到圣经里面第一卷书《创世纪》的时候，我们看到是神设立了婚姻。
When he said it was not good for the man to be alone.
他讲到那人独居不好。
And he put him to sleep and took his rib and brought to him a woman.
他让他沉睡，就用他的肋骨造了一个女人。
And then Paul, when he's speaking to the Ephesians,
当保罗在腓立比书里面说,
devotes a whole chapter to describing the marriage relationship.
保罗用了整整一章来讲到婚姻的关系。
As well, we have a whole book in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面也有一卷整整一卷书。
Which describes for us the love between a man and a woman.
讲到男女之间的爱。
In the form of a poem and a drama.
诗歌和戏剧的方式,
it's called the Song of Songs,
那就是,
the Song of Solomon.
那就是雅歌,
so God thinks very highly of marriage.
神很看重婚姻。
And so I would like for us to consider God's teaching on marriage.
我们今天也来思想神关于婚姻的教导。
I am specifically addressing the married couples.
我特意呢是要对已经结婚的夫妇来说。
And yet there is going to be truth for all of us.
但有一些真理是我们对我们每一个人的。
If you're single,
如果你还单身,
then this is instruction for what you need to be looking forward to.
这就是对你将来的忠告。
If you're a widow or a widower,
如果你已经丧失了配偶,
are old enough to be beyond the normal range of marriage,
如果你已经 结婚如果对你来讲已经过了那个年龄,
then these are the kinds of things you can pray for the younger couples and young people among you.
但是呢，你可以为着年轻的夫妇或者你们当中的年轻人在这方面祷告。
And in fact, what I'm going to speak about is good for all church members.
其实我要说的对教会的每一个成员都实用。
For many of the themes and topics have to do with relationships in general.
因为这里讲到的题目是 都讲到关系这一方面,
and especially among the body of Christ.
特别是在耶稣基督的身体里面。
So, I want to begin by giving a rationale for these messages.
我先给大家一些背景。
The first point is this.
第一点乃是,
our marriages need work.
我们的婚姻需要经营做工。
Maybe you're thinking that only people with bad marriages need to work on their marriages.
也许你觉得只有糟糕的婚姻的时候才需要来改进。
You may be thinking, I'm thankful that our marriage is not one of those that's in distress.
也许你自己会觉得我的婚姻很好，我的婚姻并不是很糟糕。
I'm glad that we're not one of those couples who need counsel for marriage.
我们的婚姻不需要别人来教导。
It's easy for us to think counsel and teaching on marriage is only for the really bad marriages.
我们很容易地以为需要辅导婚姻的那些人是只有那些婚姻很糟糕的才需要这方面的辅导。
And if you have a wonderful marriage, I thank God with you.
如果你的婚姻很好,
I rejoice with you.
我和你一同高兴。
It may be that you are enjoying the great blessing of God upon your relationship.
也许在你的关系当中你也实在非常享受神给你们的关系。
It may be that you're just blind to some things that need to change.
但是呢，也许有些事情你需要改变，但是却不知道。
But the fact of the matter is, I ask you, is your marriage perfect?
我要问你的问题是你的婚姻是完美的吗?
For if it's not perfect, there's still room to grow.
如果不是完美的，那么你的婚姻仍然有改进的空间。
Now just think for a minute, if you were married to the most perfect bride or the most perfect man,
你如果这样想象，你所嫁给的对象是一个完美的人。
Then you might think, well, I don't need to work on my marriage.
那么你会以为我不需要再来改进我的婚姻。
Your spouse is perfectly and consistently, selflessly serving you.
你的配偶, 他一直 能够周到细致的体贴入微的无私的来服侍你。
He warmly, she warmly loves you.
他实在他非常的爱你。
Your spouse is astutely wise in all their dealings with you.
那你的配偶实在能够非常好的来照顾你。
They are always thoughtful and considerate toward you.
他总是非常细致的周到的来关心你。
Completely trustworthy and faithful.
而且对你完全的忠心，你可以完全的信任。
Certainly, you say, if that's the one to whom you're married, then you don't need to work on getting any closer.
当然，如果你所嫁的配偶是这样的，当然你不需要使你们关系更加的亲近。
And yet, in fact, the Bible describes our relationship to God and to Christ as though He were the perfect groom.
事实上，在圣经里面讲到神、讲到基督的时候，他就是告诉我们说，他是我们那个完美的。
And though the church and the Christian are united to Christ like a bride to a perfect groom,
而教会呢，就像是嫁给了这一个完美的新郎的新娘。
Yet the Bible tells us that we must love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
圣经也告诉我们说，我们要尽心尽力、尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
Teaching us that we still need to grow in our love for Him.
告诉我们说，在他的爱里面，我们还需要不断的成长。
Still, we are in danger of being led away from our pure devotion to Christ.
我们仍然有一个危险，就是离开起初对神那单纯的爱。
Paul said to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11,
在哥林多后书第十一章，保罗在那里说，
that I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. 2 Corinthians 11, 2 and 3.
哥林多后书第十一章第二节第三节，我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
I am afraid lest the serpent, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存存一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
So if we are married to the perfect groom,
所以我们乃是嫁给一个完美的新郎。
Why would there be any fear of losing my love for Christ?
我们怎么可能会失去对他的爱呢？
And yet Paul notes that that is a danger.
但是保罗注意到其实我们有这样的危险。
In the book of Jude,
在犹大书，
we are commanded to keep ourselves in the love of God. Jude verse 21.
犹大书第一章二十一节，保守自己常在神的爱中。
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
保守自己在神的爱中。
In other words, it's not automatic.
告诉我们说这不是自然而然的。
Though he is the perfect groom.
虽然他是一个完美的新郎。
We need to work.
但是我们需要来经营。
At keeping our love for Christ.
使我们对神的爱，能够保守我们对神的爱。
And living in such a way that we enjoy the love of Christ.
所以呢，让我们可以享受神对我们对神的爱，
we,
神对我们的爱。
If we must work at our relationship with our perfect heavenly bridegroom，
如果我们对着我们这位属天的完美的新郎，我们之间的关系需要我们去经营的话，
then certainly we need to work at it with our not quite so perfect.Earthly spouse.
那么当然，对于我们在地上的这些不完美的配偶之间的关系，我们更需要努力来改进。
Marriage is like roller skating uphill.
婚姻就好像穿着溜冰鞋上陡坡一样。
If you don't keep pushing forward,
如果你不努力向前，
you roll backwards.
你就会倒退。
And that's what we must constantly do in our marriages.
这就是我们在婚姻中一直所需要做的。
So the first point is our marriages need work.
第一点就是我们的婚姻需要经营做工。
The second point,
第二点，
our marriages must last.
我们的婚姻要持续。
God designed marriage between a man and a woman to last until death.
神所 设立的婚姻是男女之间一生之久的关系。In
Genesis, we read that they were to leave and to cleave.
在启示录，在创世纪，神告诉我们说，人要离开父母。
When a couple gets married, they are to leave their mother and father and cleave to their spouse.
当一个人结婚的时候，人要离开父母与妻子联合。
Jesus then, using this passage, indicates that marriage is permanent.
主耶稣就用这一段圣经告诉我们说，婚姻乃是一生之久的关系。
In Matthew 19 and verse 6,
马太福音19章第6节,
we read Jesus' words,
主耶稣在那里说,
referring to Genesis chapter 3,
那里提到,
or 2,
创世纪第二章,
consequently, verse 19:6, consequently, they are no longer two, but one flesh.
既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。
What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. Paul says the same thing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
在哥林多前书第七章，保罗说了同样的事， 对哥林多的弟兄姐妹。
In verses 10 and 11,
第10节第11节,
he gives this advice.
他这样说,
but to the married I give instruction, not I, but the Lord, that the wife should not leave her husband.
至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐他们，其实不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐说，妻子不可离开丈夫。And
then at the end of the next verse it says, and that the husband should not divorce his wife.
在第十一节的末了，保罗说，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。Paul
is saying, just because one spouse is not a Christian and the other one is, does not mean that they should separate.
保罗在这里说，如果一方是基督徒，另外一方不是基督徒，这也不可以离婚。Because
marriage is meant to last.
因为婚姻是要持续一生之久。But
nothing in this world lasts very long, does it?
但是这个世界没有什么样东西可以持久的。We
can just think of the devastation that happened in Nepal.
就让我们想着发生的各种的患难。With
the earthquakes that struck that area.
就在尼泊尔所发生的地震毁坏了那里的一切，
and many villages fell apart.
很多村庄被毁坏。
Or we can think of the bridge in Minneapolis.
我们也可以想到在明尼阿波罗斯的那座大桥。
That just because of wear and tear and time collapsed.
由于岁月的冲击，最后这座桥它也倒了。
Devastation can come in big ways.
毁坏可以是大灾难，可以由于大灾难所造成的。Or
just through insufficient materials or stress caused by wear and tear of daily use.
也可以由于偷工减料或者年复一日使用所造成的压力而造成毁坏。To
use another image that the women will understand.
用女生可以明白的一种方式说。
Have you ever noticed how dust seems to collect imperceptibly?
你是否有注意到灰尘不知不觉的积累？
We men don't notice those things.
我们不会，男人不会注意这些事。
Until the dust gets to about this thick.
一直到灰尘积累了这么厚的时候。
But the wife, she turns up, I just cleaned that.
但是呢，妻子呢常常会说，我刚刚把那里擦干净。
And where did that dust come from?
这些灰是从哪里来的？
But you see, our marriages are just like that, aren't we?
我们的婚姻是不是也是如此？
Sometimes marriages are devastated by great tragic events.
有的时候婚姻是因为突然发生的大灾难而造成毁坏。
Other times the devastation comes through slow wear and tear.
那有的时候呢，婚姻则是由于慢慢的小的毁坏所积累而造成。
And the dust of dullness and lack of love just seems to settle without being noticed.
在不知不觉当中，由于我们的迟钝，由于我们的漠不关心而造成婚姻的毁坏。
And so like the wife who tries to keep all the dust away,
就好像妻子要一直保持清洁一样。
We must be constantly working at drawing closer together in marriage.
我们需要不断的有意识的不断做工，使我们的婚姻可以彼此更加的亲近。
Our marriages need work.
我们的婚姻需要做工。
Our marriages must last.
我们的婚姻必须持续。
And third, our marriages should flourish.
第三点是我们的婚姻需要不断的兴盛。
It's not enough that the marriage just lasts.
仅仅维持婚姻还不够。
God designed them to flourish.
神所设计的婚姻乃是要这婚姻能够不断的兴盛。
Let me use another illustration.
让我用另外一个比喻。
Some people like to chew gum.
有些人喜欢嚼口香糖。
And when you chew gum, it has flavor for about 15 minutes.
你嚼口香糖的时候，那个味道在你口中可以持续15分钟。
And after about 15 minutes, it has no flavor left.
15分钟之后就没有味道。
Well, imagine that you were had to chew gum every day.
想象你每天都要嚼口香糖。
But you have to chew the same piece every day.
但是每天都是吃同一块口香糖。
And at night time, you put it on the bedstand.
晚上放在床头。
And in the morning, you put it back in your mouth and chew it again.
早上把它拿起来再放到嘴里。
It still looks like gum.
看上去它还是口香糖。
It still acts like gum.
它就是口香糖。
But it doesn't taste good anymore.
但是却没有味道。
And sadly, that's just what some of our marriages are like.
但是很不幸的，我们有些婚姻就是如此。
They still look like marriage.
看上去还是婚姻。
They still appear to have some likeness to marriage.
它也有婚姻的各种表现,
but there's no flavor left in them.
但是其中没有味道了。
Or let me use another illustration.
让我用另外一个说明。
In my congregation, there's a lot of Dutch people.
在我们教会有很多德国人。
They can grow flowers on anything.
他们可以在任何地方种花。
And they stay blooming all year long.
而且他们这个花可以四季常开。
Well, I can do that too.
我也一样,
if they're silk flowers.
如果他们是用丝绸做的,
because silk flowers, though they keep their color, they never change.
丝绸花它们的颜色不会褪色,
but there's no life in them.
但是当中没有生命。
They're dead.
他们是死的。
And some of our marriages are just like silk flowers.
我们有些婚姻就像丝绸的花一样。
They're still there and they look like marriage.
他们还有这样的婚姻, 而且看着也像是婚姻,
but there's no life left in them.
但是当中没有生命。
That's not the way God has designed marriage.
神所设计的婚姻不是如此。
Our marriages should flourish.
我们的婚姻是需要不断兴盛的。
In 2 Peter chapter 3,
彼得后书第三章,
we read of Peter's exhortation.
彼得鼓励我们说,
to a people who are facing many false teachers.
对那些面对假教师的弟兄姐妹。
And he ends his letter in chapter 3 with these words, beginning at verse 17.
在彼得后书三章第十七节，他这样结束他的书信。
You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。But
grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。 Amen.
So Peter warns them, there are unprincipled men who are teaching error.
所以彼得警告他们说，有恶人教导他们错谬的道理。
And he exhorts the Christians to be aware.
他鼓励弟兄姐妹要 要警醒,
and to be careful
要小心,
that they not fall from their place of steadfast faith. But he doesn't say that in order to hold your ground, just stand still.
他说呢，你们不单单是要站立得稳。
He says they need to grow in grace and knowledge.
他还说你们要在恩典和知识上长进。
Now this verse clearly applies to the individual Christian life.
这节圣经当然呢，可以应用到我们个人的基督徒的生命当中。
Teaching us that we should grow in the basic Christian graces.
教导我们说，在我们在基本的基督的恩典里面，我们要长进。
But our Christian life is not an individual life.
但是我们基督徒的生活不单单是个人的生活。
We are in relationship with others.
我们彼此之间也有关系。
And we are to grow in grace in those relationships as well.
我们在这些关系里面要在这样的恩典里面长进。
So I would say for the married Christian.
那么对于已婚的基督徒来说，
This verse applies to you and to your marriage.
这节经文也应用到你自己和你的婚姻当中。
If you are growing in your marriage,
如果你在你的婚姻里面长进，
then your marriage is going to be affected.
那么你的婚姻就会受到影响。
There are many people in our day,
今天有很多人，
who are teaching error about marriage.
他们对婚姻的教导有错误。
Marriage is under attack in many different ways.
婚姻在很多方面受到了攻击。
There are errors about sexual perversion.
讲到婚姻变态的婚姻。
There are errors about feminism.
有女权主义的。
There are errors about divorce.
有离婚方面的错误。
There's actually teaching out there that says divorce is good.
甚至有人教导说离婚是好的。
And it's good for the two who are divorced.
对于离婚的两个人这是有益的。
But that's not biblical.
这是不合圣经的。
There are many different errors out there.
现在我们面临很多各种不同的错误。
And if we are going to stand and continue to have our marriages grow,
如果我们要在婚姻当中站立得稳并且长进，
then we must labor to see them grow.
那么我们就要做工来让他们长进。
It won't just happen.
它不会自然而然地发生。
We must work at it.
我们要在这方面努力。
The title to my messages is actually two questions.
今天我的信息的题目其实是两个问题。
Are you growing closer?
你们彼此之间是否更加的亲密？
Or are you drifting apart?
还是你们渐行渐远？
Because those are the two options in marriage.
因为在婚姻中就是这样两个选择。
And I desire,
我的盼望乃是，
that all of you, especially who are married,
所有的人，特别是已经结婚的，
will be constantly drawing closer to one another.
你们彼此之间能够彼此更加的吸引。
And that you will work against all the pressures to drift apart.
所以呢，你们可以顶住各样使你们疏远的各式各样的压力。
So there's my rationale for these messages.
这是我的信息的一些背景。
But now let's look at some of the difficulties facing marriage.
现在我们来看婚姻当中所面临的一些难处。
And I have four categories of difficulties.
我们面临的难处有四类。
And here I've used a lot of my English words, which I'm sure will be challenging to translate.
我用的一些英文的单词可能是很难翻译的。
And I apologize to Tom up front.
That's okay.
First of all, there is a multiplicity of distractions.
第一点呢，是有很多事情让我们可以会分心。
Life is full of many responsibilities.
我们要担负许多的责任。
Job, chores, childcare.
我们的工作、家务事、对孩子的照顾。
Many of you may have primary care, primary caregiver for an elderly parent.
我们很多人还要照顾年老的父母。
Life is filled with all kinds of events.
我们生活当中会发生各种各样的事情。
There's shopping and sporting events and choir practice and doctor's visits.
要购物，要参加各样的体育活动，要看医生等各种各样的事情。
And these distractions can result in our drifting apart.
这些事情让我们分心，可能让我们逐渐的疏远。
Because we get distracted from keeping our marriage fresh.
因为我们被分心，就很难让我们继续保持婚姻的新鲜。
Because all of the busyness of life.
因为我们生活当中各样的忙碌。
There's also the possibility of division.
还有我们之间的纷争。
There are so many things and people in this world which compete for our affections.
在世界上有很多事要很多事情是跟我们之间的来要来争夺我们的情感。
Many of those things which are competing for our affections are real.
那么来争夺我们情感的这些事情有些是真实的。
Many of them are virtual.
有些是虚拟的。
Some of them are authentic.
有些是真的。
And some of them are Photoshop.
还有一些是删淡。
Some are within reason.
有些是合理的。
And others are purely imaginary.
其他的就是完全出于我们的想象。
So whether it's the things of the world, like a new car,
也许是世界上的事情，比方说新车。
And whether it's setting your affections on that Chevy Spark or Ford Fiesta,
或者是
Chevy Spark,
或者是呢，让我们
It's a Chevy, it's just a Chevrolet.
啊，这或者是呢，啊名，或者是一些名车。
Or whether it's the cars with a sticker price of $100,000 or more.
或者有些车呢，他们的标价是10万块钱以上的。
With all that we have at our access with the internet, we can get carried away with saying, "I want a Maserati."
那么呢，当我们现在这么容易就可以上网的时候，你会想说我要。
And it's just a fancy, expensive car.
一种豪华的车。
Right.And so it could be completely unreasonable, but we can get divided in our affections because we're looking for something of a dream.
那么对我们来讲虽然完全是我们的想象，但是呢我们就可以因为这是我们的梦想而使我们分心。
The things which can draw away our affections can be as simple as new kitchen cabinets.
那么使我们能够有一些来争夺我们情感的可能就是非常的简单就像厨房的一个橱柜一样
Or we can get our hearts set on having a $10 million home on the Jersey Shore
也许我们呢我们的心就因为想要在海边有一个房子而我们的心就在那里
It might be the good looking helpful neighbor
也许是我们那个长得很诱人的我们的邻居
Or that coworker, or that student,
或者我们的学生，我们的同事
or maybe just the images that are on the internet,
也许是就是网络上的一些图片
the TV,
电视
in the movies, the shows, the sporting events,
或者电视，或者系列，或者体育运动
There are so many things in this world going after our affections.
这世界上有许多的事情来争夺我们的情感。
And they can divide our hearts from loving our spouse.
使我们爱对象的心就被分散了。
They can pull us apart and cause us to drift.
有可能使我们分散，使我们逐渐的疏远。
So there are these distractions and divisions, but there's also the reality of differences.
那么除了这些分心，这些争夺的事情之外，还有一些呢，就是我们之间的不同。
There's just the basic differences between men and women.
有一些就是男女之间基本的不同。
There are different responsibilities and roles.
我们有不同的角色，有不同的责任。
Different preferences and hobbies.
不同的偏好，不同的爱好。
There's different interests and likes.
不同的兴趣，不同的喜好。
Different temperaments.
不同的气质。
These differences can do impact our marriage.
这些不同确实可以对我们的婚姻产生影响。
And these differences can cause us to drift apart.
那这些不同呢，也可能使我们渐行渐远。
Whether it's March Madness,
也许是三月风
or October Fever,
或者是十月风。
The World Series, right? The fact of the matter is, we can get our hearts set on other things and have different likes and dislikes and drift apart.
也许呢，就让我们的心在不同的事上，使我们所喜好的或者不喜好的东西，因为这些不同，使我们越来越疏远。这些不同呢，是真实存在的。
The possibility of division is real.
那我们之间产生争论也是真实的。
The many distractions of a busy life are real.
我们生命当中有许多让我们分心的事也是真实存在的。
But there's also the inevitability of development and decay.
那么还有呢，就是不可避免的我们的成长或者呢我们的衰退。
Basically, we can just expect things are going to change.
我们知道事情是要改变的。
We're going to grow.
我们在成长。
And things we once liked, we don't like anymore.
我们过去喜欢的现在不再喜欢了。
Things we once did, we can no longer do.
我们喜欢做的现在做不到了。
We mature or we regress.
我们或者更加成熟了，或者我们倒退了。
We go through different kinds of financial situations.
我们经济状况也改变了。
We get raises and bonuses.
我们拿到了奖金。
We face pay cuts and layoffs.
我们也可能呢，我们的薪水被缩减了，或者我们被辞退了。
Our family situation changes.
我们家庭情况也改变了。
Every man marries a particular woman.
每一个男人都娶了一个特别的女人。
Because he loves her.
因为他爱她。
But then children come along.
然后有了孩子。
And she changes.
她改，这个你的太太改变了。
Because all those hormonal things start going on.
因为那些荷尔蒙的缘故。
And then she has the baby.
她有了孩子。
And she changes again.
她又改变了。
And then she gets past having babies. And she changes again. She can't have babies anymore. She's too old.
然后呢？ 他就太老了，不能生了，这又是一个改变。
And the same thing happens to men.
男人也是一样。
Not with pregnancy.
不是男人能够怀孕。
But we change.
但是男人也会改变。
And it's just inevitable that our life situations, our family situations, our financial situations will change.
我们的生活，我们的家庭情况，我们的财务情况是不可避免的要改变的。
And if we don't acknowledge and recognize the impact of these changes,
如果我们不承认，如果我们不接受这些改变对我们的影响,
then we can drift apart.
那么我们就可能渐行渐远。Let
me just summarize this point.
让我来总结一下。
Distractions often lead to neglect.
那么我们常常会忽略这些让我们分心的事。
Divisions result in distrust, jealousy, and suspicion.
我们之间的纷争会造成彼此不信任、嫉妒，甚至怀疑。
And sometimes even to emotional and physical affairs.
有时候甚至呢，让我们产生了外遇，也许是肉身的外遇，也许是我们情感里的外遇。Differences
can produce tension and irritation.
我们之间的不同会造成我们关系紧张。Changes
can result in misunderstanding and disappointments.
改变呢，可能让我们失望，可能让我们。And
couples disappointment.
可能让我们误解，也可能让我们失望。And
couples can drift apart.
那夫妻呢，可能会逐渐的疏远。There
is sin within.
我们里面有罪。
Like laziness, self-centeredness, and pride.
比如说我们的懒惰，我们的骄傲和我们的自我中心。And
there is weakness throughout.
我们里面外面都有软弱。And
there's temptation all around.
而且我们周围有各种各样的试探。
These are some of the difficulties that we face in our marriages.
这是我们在婚姻当中所面临的难处。But
now, there's many excuses, my third point.
我要讲的第三点就是我们有许多借口。We
think we're exempt.
我们以为我们是个例外。We
think we're excused.
我们找各样的借口。And
so here are some presumed exemptions from the need to work at marriage.
那么呢，我现在要讲到一些就是我们所假定的
We've been together so long, we don't need to work anymore.
我们在一起已经这么久了，我们不需要再来经营。
Or we've been together such a short time, everything's so exciting, we don't need to work.
或者我们在一起，刚刚在一起，所以我们根本不需要做，我们每一件事情都是那样的兴奋刺激。Or
love just comes naturally to me, I don't need to work at it.
或者说呢，我爱他是非常自然的，所以我根本不需要去经营。Or
my spouse is low maintenance. They don't need to work on it.
或者说呢，我的对象他门槛很低，根本不需要去经营。Or
we're so much alike, we don't need to work at our marriage.
或者说我们两个太像了，我们也不需要去管。But
those aren't exemptions that are found in the scriptures.
但是在圣经当中并没有这些借口，并没有这些例外。
Peter didn't say grow in grace, well, unless you're really likable.
彼得并没有说你们要在婚姻里面长见，除非啊你们 如果你们彼此相像的话，那么就可以例外。
Or here are some of the excuses I've heard in counseling sessions.
那么在我婚姻辅导的时候，我也听到这样的借口。
My spouse isn't doing what they're supposed to, so I won't either.
我的对象他不尽他的责任，所以我也不需要。
My marriage is too far gone.
我的婚姻早就完了。
So that I won't work on it.
所以我不需要去管他。
Or my spouse isn't a Christian.
或者说我的配偶他还没有信主。
When God saves them, then I'll begin working on it.
当主救了他之后，我才开始来照顾我的婚姻。
God does not hear those excuses.
神不听这些借口。
Those are not excuses for denying the need to work on your marriage.
这些借口不能让你来拒绝在你的婚姻上面做工。
He gives the same exhortations to all who are married.
他给所有结婚的人是同样的勉励。
And so there are two foundational graces that we need.
所以我们需要两个基本的恩典。
Our marriages need work.
我们的婚姻需要经营。
We face many, many difficulties.
我们面临着许多的困难。
There are no exemptions and no excuses.
没有借口，也没有各样的借口，也没有任何例外。
And so here are two foundational graces we need in our marriage if they are going to flourish.
如果我们的婚姻要长进的话，我们需要两个恩典。
Not just last, but flourish.
不单单我们的婚姻要持续，而且要长进。
They are the graces of love.
第一是爱的恩典。
And peace.
第二是平安的恩典。
Our marriages must be marked by love and peace.
我们的婚姻的标志必须是爱和平安。
We have passages like 1 Corinthians 13.
我们有哥林多前书三章这样的经文。
Where Paul gives a description of the actions of love.
保罗讲到爱的行为。
We have the other love chapter in Romans chapter 12.
在罗马书十二章又是一个爱的诗篇。
That gives a detailed description of what love is supposed to look like.
讲到我们那里面详细的讲到爱是应该如何。
We read in Galatians chapter 5 of the fruit of the Spirit.
在加拉太书第五章里面，我们看到圣灵所结的果子。
The first three are of which are love, joy, and peace.
那前三样呢，就是喜乐、仁爱、和平。
We have Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 and following.
腓立比书第五章
5, 22 and following.
22节，从22节开始。
In which Paul describes what a loving relationship between a husband and wife looks like.
那里面保罗讲到彼此相爱的夫妻他们的关系是如何。
And then we have that passage in Colossians chapter 3.
然后我们也读到哥罗西书第三章。
In which Paul describes love and other graces that should mark Christians.
保罗讲到我们基督徒的标志乃是爱和其他的恩典。
And in verse 14 he says, Beyond all these things put on love.
在第十四节说除了这之外还要加上爱。
Which is the perfect bond of unity.
那就是我们之间的完美的连接。
He tells Christians in 1 Thessalonians 5, 13.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十三节说
Live in peace with one another.
要彼此在和平中相处。
You see, love and peace are essential in our relationships.
你就看到在我们的关系当中爱和和平是最基本的两样。
And so you can see this applies to the church. The passages I'm quoting are not marriage passages.
我引用的这些经文是讲到在教会生活当中不单单是讲到婚姻。
1 Corinthians 13 is not about marriage.
哥林多前书十三章不是讲到婚姻。
It's about the way Christians in the church relate to one another.
但是讲到在教会当中弟兄姐妹当如何彼此相处。
Colossians chapter 3, Romans chapter 12, they all talk about church membership.
哥罗西书第三章、罗马书第十二章都是讲到教会之间、弟兄姐妹之间。
And how brethren relate to one another.
弟兄姐妹如何的相处。
All of these things apply to all of us.
所有这些对我们每个人都适用。
But if they apply to all of us, how much more in our marriage?
如果这适用于我们每个人，那么对我们的婚姻是如何的更加重要呢？
If you're supposed to be kind to the brethren, how about to your wife?
如果你要对你的弟兄要有恩慈的话，那对你的太太是否更该如此？
If you're supposed to live in a context of peace within the church,
如果你要在教会当中与弟兄姐妹和平相处，
how much more should you live at peace with your husband?
那么你跟你的丈夫之间是有多么的需要能够和平相处。
You see, these two graces are essential to a marriage that's going to last and is going to flourish.
所以让我们看到这两个基本的恩典对于我们的婚姻能够持续能够长进是何等的重要。
So I ask you, brethren, are you growing closer?
所以弟兄我问你你们之间是否彼此更加的亲密。
You may have a close marriage.
也许你们婚姻已经很亲密了。
You may have a peaceful marriage.
也许你的婚姻真的是你的婚姻很平安。
But are you working to preserve those graces?
但是你有没有努力的保守这些？
And cause them to grow within that marriage.
并且在婚姻当中不断的长进。
There are two primary applications I want to make.
我想要讲两个实际的应用。
The first is this.
第一点乃是。
Are you growing in Christ-likeness?
你在基督，你是否越来越像基督？
Are you becoming more and more like Jesus Christ?
你有没有越来越像耶稣基督？
So I thought you were talking about marriage.
你说我以为你在讲婚姻。
Well, I am talking about marriage.
是的，我是在讲婚姻。
Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31.
我们来看以弗所书五章第三十一节。
In this section, Paul begins in verse 22, speaking to husbands and wives.
这一节是从二十二节开始讲到丈夫和妻子。
He says, "Wives, be subject to your own husbands."
说你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。
And in verse 25, he says, "Husbands, love your wives."
第二十五节说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
And then in verse 31, he refers to Genesis.
三十一节讲到创世纪。
But then he says this in verse 32.
在三十二节又说。
This mystery is great, but I'm speaking with reference to Christ in the church.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
So which is he talking about, marriage or the church?
在这里面讲什么是婚姻呢还是教会
Both.
都讲到了。
The church and its relationship to Christ is important to Paul.
教会与基督的关系对保罗是非常重要的。
And that the church is closely united and following the Lord Jesus Christ is important to Paul.
基督与教会与基督联合并且跟从基督对保罗来讲这是重要的。
Because if the church isn't listening to its head, Christ, then the church is not going in the right direction.
如果教会不听他的头就是基督的话那么教会就在错误的方向上。
But Paul says, you should also see this in a marriage.
保罗说你在这里也要看到婚姻。
When Christ saves a man and a woman,
当基督救了一个人的时候
and they happen to be married,
然后他们结婚的话
it's going to affect their marriage.
就会影响到他们的婚姻。
It's not being saved does not just result in singing praises and saying hallelujah.
我们结婚不单单的是让我们就可以来赞美神。
Paul goes on to describe how it changes lives.
保罗还继续说，这个拯救要改变我们的生命。
Does your marriage reflect the relationship between Christ and the church?
你的婚姻有没有反映基督和教会的关系？
Husbands, if you're supposed to love your wives properly, then you need to love them as Christ loves the church.
做丈夫的，你们要爱妻子，就好像基督爱教会一样。
Well, how did Christ love the church?
基督是怎样爱教会的？
We just saw it.
我们刚刚看到。
He gave himself for it.
他把他自己给了教会。
He laid down his life for it.
他为教会舍命。
In order that he might see it sanctified, made holy.
并且使他圣洁，使他纯洁。
He loved the church sacrificially.
他用奉献的爱来爱教会。
And with his whole being.
成为和他成为一体。
And that's the way we're supposed to love our wives.
我们丈夫爱教会，爱妻子也要如此。
But if you're not becoming more like Christ,
但是如果你没有越来越像基督的话
if you're not understanding who Christ is and what Christ has done,
如果你不知道基督是谁，不知道他做了什么
then how are you going to manifest that kind of sacrificial love for your wife?
那么你如何向你的妻子显明出这种牺牲的爱
And as we partake of the Lord's Supper,
当我们一同来领用主的饼杯的时候
and we manifest our love for Christ,
我们向主表明我们的爱
How is the church supposed to manifest its love for Christ?
基督, 教会要如何表现基督的爱?
We do it by gathering together and singing His praises.
我们聚在一起来赞美他,
and we offer up our prayers to Him.
我们向他祷告,
and we partake of the Lord's Supper.
我们一同领用主的饼杯,
but it doesn't end there.
但是不仅仅如此,
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
耶稣说, 如果你爱我, 就要遵守我的诫命。
So if we are going to show our love for the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not just here on Sundays.
如果我们要向主表明我们的爱, 我们就不能单单的只在礼拜天在这里聚集。
It's to affect the way we walk throughout the week.
我们要影响我们这一个礼拜的生活。
We must be submissive to Jesus Christ and His rule over us.
我们要顺服基督并且他给我们的诫命。
We are to respect and honor Him in all that we say and do.
我们所说的所做的一切都要尊崇他，都要荣耀他。
Is there any Christian here who would debate that fact?
有没有人这里面不同意的？
If you can't debate that fact, then you cannot debate the fact that a wife must respect and submit to her husband.
如果在这一点上你没有争议的话, 那么在妻子要顺服丈夫这一点上你也应该没有任何争议。
Because Paul says that the relationship of the wife to the husband is the same as the way the church is respectful and submissive to Christ.
因为保罗在这里面说妻子要尊敬顺服丈夫, 这个关系乃是跟教会要遵从、要顺服基督是一样的关系。So
you can see how we should be growing in Christ-like love.
所以看到我们呢，我们的生命要像基，我们要越来越像耶稣基督。That
we might relate to one another.
所以呢，我们可以彼此相交。We
need to grow in Christ-like wisdom.
以至于呢，我们可以在基督的智慧里面成长。
So that we can relate properly to one another. The degree to which we are drawing closer to Christ and becoming more like Christ, to that same degree we will draw closer to one another. Years ago, somebody illustrated it with a bicycle wheel.
几年以前呢,
and each of us is a spoke in that bicycle wheel.
我们每一个人都是这个自行车上面的链条。
And the hub is Jesus Christ.
那么耶稣基督就是那个轴。
And the closer we get to the hub,
我们离那个轴越近,
the closer we get to one another.
我们彼此间就越亲密,
because they come together.
因为他们连在一起。
And it's very interesting on some of the old bicycles that I used to ride.
那我过去所骑的那些很老旧的自行车,
I don't know if they still make them this way.
我不知道今天还有没有再继续生产。
But there were always two spokes that were actually connected as one.
那总是呢,有两个,总是两根链条的连接在一起。
And it would wrap around the hub.
那么呢,他们在自行车轴中间他们缠起来。
And that's like a husband and wife.
这就好像夫妻。
They're one,
他们是一,
yet two,
而不是二,
or two yet one.
或者两, 二人合而为一,
and as we get closer to Jesus Christ,
当我们与耶稣基督更亲近的时候,
we get closer to one another.
我们彼此又更加的亲近。
Without Christ in your marriage,
婚姻中如果没有基督,
you are building with faulty materials.
那么我们就是用不真实的材料在建造。
If you're here this morning,
今天早上有没有听见,
and you're not a Christian,
如果你今天听到这篇信息,你还没有信主,
you've not repented of your sins,
如果你还没有为你的罪悔改,
you've not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你还没有信主耶稣基督,
I'm not here to tell you, come to Jesus and have a wonderful marriage.
我并不是跟你说来信主使你的婚姻可以完美。
The Bible doesn't teach that.
这不是圣经的教导。
The Bible teaches, come to Jesus Christ and be forgiven of your sins.
圣经里面教导说, 到耶稣基督这里来赦免使你罪得赦。
You've got a bigger problem than your marriage.
你的问题不单单是你的婚姻。
Because you are at war with God.
因为你与神有征战。
And that's a very dangerous place to be.
这是一个很危险的地位。
Because He will one day judge all sinners and send them to the place of judgment.
因为有一天神要审判这个世界，并且呢，把人送到审判台前。
And in hell, he will judge all sinners who have rejected his son forever.
所有拒绝神的儿子的都要在地狱里面受审判。
This is your biggest problem.
这是你最大的问题。
And you need to come to Jesus Christ and have your sins forgiven.
你要来到耶稣基督那里，使你罪得赦。
And be reconciled to God.
与神和好。
Not so that you'll have a better marriage.
不是说为了你有更好的婚姻。
But so that you will be right with God.
而是你与神之间的关系调整对了。
Accepted by God.
使神可以接纳你。
Loved by God.
可神可以爱你。
And have a hope of heaven when you die.
说你死的时候你有天堂的盼望。
And with that comes grace.
然后呢你就有恩典。
Grace to be able to bear up under whatever you face in this world.
这个恩典是可以使你可以承受这个世界上所发生的一切。
Grace to mortify the sin that remains in your heart.
这样的恩典可以除去你心里面的罪。
Grace to love those that are even unlovely.
这样的恩典让你爱那些不可爱的。
Just like Jesus does us.
就像基督爱了我们一样。
We're his bride.
我们是他的新娘。
He didn't get a very good bride.
我们这个新娘实在不怎么样。
She ain't very pretty. She isn't very pretty.
这个新娘，真的长得不怎么样。
Matter of fact, when he died for her, she was his enemy. The people were his enemy.
甚至当他死的时候，他的百姓，他的新娘，甚至还是他的仇敌。
Just read Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
And yet he loved her.
但是他爱她。
And gave himself up for her.
把他自己给他们。
That he might sanctify her.
是可以使他成为圣洁。
And he might have her.
是可以得着她。
As a bride.
成为新娘。
And that's how we are to see our marriages.
我们的婚姻也是这样。
We need to love even that which is unlovely.
我们要爱甚至不可爱的。
Are you growing in Christ's likeness?
你是不是越来越像耶稣基督？
This is essential to growing in your marriage.
在我们的婚姻当中要长进，这是一个根基。
But my second application this morning.
今天早上我要讲的第二点的应用。
Are you striving?To be continually filled with the Spirit.
你有没有竭力让圣灵来充满？
The ability to walk as wise men.
我们能够像智慧人一样行事为人。
And have marriages which reflect this kind of relationship, the gospel.
使我们的婚姻可以反映福音的关系。
Require us to be filled with the Spirit.
需要我们被圣灵充满。
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18.
以弗所书五章第十八节。
Paul says we must be filled with the Spirit.
保罗说我们要被圣灵所充满。
If we are to walk as wise men.
如果我们要像智慧人一样行事。
And walking as wise men means having this gospel picture in our marriage.
而像智慧人一样行事，就是要在我们的婚姻中当中反映出福音。
So if we're going to have this gospel picture in our marriage,
要在我们婚姻中有这个福音显现出来。
Then we need the Spirit of Christ dwelling within us.
我们需要基督的灵住在我们里面。
The graces of love and peace which we need.
我们所需要的爱和和平的恩典。
Are the fruit of the Spirit.
是圣灵的果子。
They don't grow.On human trees.
在它不是人的树上所结的果子。
They are the work of the Spirit in our lives.
是圣灵在我们生命当中工作的结果。
Now being filled with the Spirit does not mean we don't work.
被圣灵充满不是说我们不需要做工。
For we must still walk by the Spirit.
因为我们要按圣灵行事。
We must still strive together.
我们仍要一同竭力追求。
We must stop biting and devouring one another.
我们要停止彼此相咬相吞。
We must be diligent in our faith to supply moral excellence.
我们要竭力使我们能够有美好的德性。
So we need the Spirit in order to do that.
我们需要圣灵来帮助。
We must be dependent upon the Spirit.
我们要依靠圣灵。
We must be praying constantly for the work of the Spirit.
我们需要一直祷告，使圣灵在我们当中可以做工。
And we must be doing away with anything that grieves the Spirit.
我们要不能做任何让圣灵担忧的事。
Maybe you're having problems in your marriage.
也许你的婚姻当中出了问题。
And it could very well be that it's because the Spirit is grieved in your life. Because late at night, after everybody else has gone to bed, you get on your little cell phone,
你拿出你的手机,
or you get on your computer,
或者你上网,
and you go to those pornographic sites,
或者你去, 你去淫秽的网站, 色情网站,
and by your sin, you are grieving the Spirit.
你的罪使圣灵担忧,
you're quenching the Spirit.
或者你压制圣灵,
or you've got that heart's. Your heart has already gone out after some other man. Or some other woman. And that division in the love of your heart has already taken place.
已经在发生争夺,
and you won't deal with your sin.
但是你不去处理你的罪,
and love only your wife or only your husband. And so the Spirit is grieved. You've got that tongue that you won't tame.
你却不去注意你的言语,
which is an angry tongue.
就是你那个愤怒的言语,
that bites and attacks and belittles. And the Spirit is grieved. So you can't know peace and love in your home. Because the Spirit of God is not at work in you. You can pray all you want on Sunday.
你礼拜天可以祷告,
you can take the Lord's Supper every day of the week if you want.
你甚至可以每天都来领取饼杯,
but if you won't mortify your sin,
但是如果你不悔改你的罪,
and you allow that sin to continue to rage in your heart, and you continue to grieve the Spirit,
你就使圣灵一直担忧,
with your selfishness and your pride and your immorality,
自私你的骄傲和你的不道德,
and your carnal anger and your love of things,
还有你的怒气你对世俗的热爱,
then the Spirit of God is grieved in your life.
所以圣灵就在你里面担忧,
and you don't have the power you need to love your wife,
你就再也没有像基督爱教会一样爱你的妻子的力量,
and you won't have the power you need to submit to your husband and respect him as the church is supposed to do to Christ. Brethren, our Savior promised,
弟兄姐妹,我们的救主他应许说,
if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,
你尚且知道,你们虽然不好,尚且知道把最好的给你的儿女,
how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
那你们的天父是何等愿意把圣灵赏赐给那寻求他的人?
Do you regularly pray for the Spirit of God to be at work in your life?
你有没有常常祷告让圣灵在你的生命里面做工?
Are you regularly striving to depend upon him?
你有没有常常竭力来学习来依靠他?
These are the things we need if we're going to have a flourishing marriage.
如果我们要有被祝福的婚姻,
our marriages need work, brethren.
我们的婚姻需要去经营,
our marriages are supposed to last.
我们的婚姻是要持久的,
our marriages are supposed to flourish.
我们的婚姻是需要长进的,
but there's all kinds of difficulties.
但是我们有各种各样的困难,
where are you going to get the strength?
你从哪里得到力量?
To grow in grace.
在恩典里面长进,
and to press on in perseverance,
并且能够持久呢,
and to continue to grow in your marriage,
并且在婚姻中不断地长进呢,
it's going to be in drawing near to Christ,
在于我们与基督更加的亲近,
and depending upon the Spirit,
并且依靠圣灵,
again, if you don't know Christ,
如果你还不认识基督,
and you don't have the Spirit of God then dwelling in you,
如果你里面还没有内住的圣灵,
your greatest problem is not your marriage.
那你最大的问题还不是你的婚姻,
your greatest need,
你最大的需要,
is to be saved.
是被拯救,
go to Christ today.
今天就归向基督,
repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
为你的罪悔改并且接受耶稣基督,
and you will be saved.
你就得救了。
Call upon him today.
呼叫他的名。
And he will draw near to you.
他就可以来亲近。
And you will know that he has been drawing you.
你就知道是他来吸引你。
And you can be saved today.
那今天你就可以得救。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we ask for your help to see ourselves and our need of your grace.
天上的父，我们需要你帮助，让我们看到主，我们需要你，我们也需要你的恩典。
Please be merciful to your people.
怜悯你的子民。
Especially those who are married.
特别是已经结婚的。
Give them grace to reflect the gospel in their marriage.
使他们有恩典，在他们的婚姻中可以反映出福音。
Work in them that they would be diligent to grow in likeness to Christ.
使他们可以努力追求越来越像基督。
And depend upon the Holy Spirit.
并且依靠圣灵。
Work in each one of us.
在我们每个人里面做工。
That we might be pleasing to you in all our relationships.
使我们在各样的关系上可以讨你的喜悦。
May this church be marked by love and peace.
使这个教会能够彰显你的爱，能够彰显主你自己的
你自己的平安。And may each marriage be marked by love and peace.
使每个婚姻都能够彰显主你自己的爱和你的平安。
To the glory of our great Savior's name.
背着主耶稣基督这点荣耀的名。
In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.